here. This is where we do our shed tours, where we start the tours here. Basically run through a little bit of information on, well, a bit of history on Coffin Bay for a start, how we go about growing our oysters, and why I think Coffin Bay works the way it does. We have a DVD on what it's like out on the water without getting your feet wet or getting cold. And so we do that in this area here. We can take up to, I think, 56 people. That's our record so far, our record tour. But we can probably fit a few more if we had to. And then once we've done that sort of explanation side, we actually run them around the shed here. Well, not run them, but walk them around the shed and show them the boat, how that's different to other vessels, how we use it. And then we go over to our grader there, which was one of the first ones we built. And then we work our way around the shed to there, to that area over there, where that's where we do our quality control when we're doing sales. Then they run up through that conveyor belt there, the elevator, through this machine here. And this is our automated grader. So it has a computer in there and a camera up the top. As the oysters get put into single file, they go underneath the camera. They have a instant image taken, and the computer works out exactly how long it is, how wide it is, and it then gets shot out at the appropriate size. We put in a program for the different sizes, because we sell our oysters by size, so we can run them through there. We can put a count in there, so we get the exact amount that we want in that particular bag. We can also pre-grade for stuff if it's not quite fat, not quite ready to go, but it's big enough. We use that machine also to pre-grade into bags. Then we'll put them back out onto the farm, fatten them up and harden them up, and then we'll bring them in 6-8 weeks' time and sell them then. That's pretty much what we do. And then the bit everyone waits for at the end is we actually show people how to shuck the oysters. They get to try some freshly shucked, and that's the way to go. Freshly shucked oysters, you can't beat it.
That's right, exactly. And I mean, do you find that people are coming here as tourists to Coffin Bay, or are you finding that locals are also interested in what you do?
We get a bit of both. There is a large sort of tourist sort of flow through here, especially the caravanners and so forth, and a lot of them are old cockies and that sort of thing, and they love knowing or seeing how other industries work, the machinery side of it and all of that. So we get a mixed bag, but basically generally everybody, once they've been here, go, wow, did not know that's what went into growing an oyster. Some people believe, think that we just get a little oyster, we put it out there, and then go back in 18 months, 2 years, pick it up and sell it. No, it's a little bit more complicated than that, and yeah, it takes a little bit more work than that. So generally afterwards, everyone thinks they're cheap. Those oysters are cheap.
And do you also take them out and show them what you do out in the water as well?
Yeah, we've just started to do that. We've been doing the shed tours for about 6 years now, and had a lot of people along the way come in and ask us, can we come out in the boat and have a look out on the water with you? And due to the legalities of all of that, we've been so busy that we've always sort of put that on the back burner. Oh, that'd be something we could do, and we've never actually got into it. But due to a little bit of a shortage on spat this last year, we have had time to catch our breath and go, wow, maybe we could have a crack at that, which we have done now. We've got the boat all ready to go. That's all surveyed and everything's in place. So we can now take up to 10 people, two crew, out for a cruise around the bay, show them the great, the waterway of Coffin Bay is spectacular. We've got National Park all the way around on one side. Hardly anybody, well, there's a couple of shacks and a couple of other oyster growers on the other. So we've got plenty of wildlife out there, seals. We've got an osprey out there at the moment. We've got, dolphins, all of that stuff. And then, of course, we go to the lease. Nothing quite like getting an oyster straight out of a fattening lease and shucking it. Little bit of lemon on there maybe if you want it, and straight down the hatch. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Coffin Bay is really well known for what it does with the tourism side of things, and it seems that a lot of oyster growers are now getting on board with that, with shed tours and out on the boats as well. Do you find that working together here in the town is helping get that message out about what's here in Coffin Bay?
Yeah, I guess so. The more there is in Coffin Bay for people to come and experience, and it might just mean they'll stay another night at the caravan park, go to the restaurant another night or the hotel or whatever's going, they're just going to, the more there is for people to do, the longer they'll stay and hopefully enjoy the great thing that we've got going here at any rate, and go and tell other people.
You said about the spat shortage before. What sort of effect did that have on your business?
It's up until now, we're just starting to slow down on our sales because of the inability to get spat last year. So we're really starting to run down on numbers. Of course, we're going to keep enough here to keep the shell of door running. So, when everyone else is desperate everywhere else, they can still come here and get oysters. But going out to market, we are slowing.
Do you think that having that tourism side of it will help you bridge that gap and sort of get past that little bit, that tough time?
Yeah, sure. That's why that's probably, a reason why we've had a dabble at it now. And, it's certainly turning out to be okay so far, or pretty good so far. Like, there's plenty of people that are interested in it. And all the feedback we've had, they've been absolutely wrapped, love going out in the boat. So all looking good so far, and as the weather gets better and better, we're still in that period of time where we're going to cop a little bit of wind still. We've got Blovember coming up, and we'll have to navigate our way through that. But we'll probably, we've got a few little tracks marked out that we should be able to get around most times where the weather might not be quite right, but we'll still be able to go out and do something. Yeah, so should be all good.
And as part of your tours, have you had to, or have you been able to convert many people that might not be as favourable on the oyster taste and texture? Have you been able to turn many people to liking oysters fresh from the sea?
We have had a lot of first-time oyster eaters right here at that very shell of door there, that bench there, that have never, ever tried an oyster before. But once you say, right, well, these have come out of the water this very morning, and so there's no problem with freshness or anything like that, and you just got to put it up to your nose, and it's that fresh sea smell. And, a lot of people went, wow, And once you've had them natural like that, you sort of, it's hard to go back to the other way. I mean, if people want to start out eating Kilpatrick, great, go that way, but eventually just keep trying, and one day you'll see that you get the full flavour of the oyster when you try a natural oyster.